I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. For today's GeoQuiz, we were looking for China's largest desert. It's located in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region of China. The answer is the Taklamakan Desert, where an endurance race is about to begin. Eric LaHaye is one of the runners. So, Eric, where are you and where are you headed?
Currently, I'm in Hotan, China. It's about 100 kilometers north of the Taklamakan Desert, and this is the night before the race. And tomorrow morning, we'll head out to the course, and that's the Taklamakan Desert.
And this is an ultramarathon, right? 48 hours to complete 100 kilometers. That's roughly 60 miles. How fast will you do it?
That's a good question. Yeah, this is an ultramarathon. It's the first ever foot race in the Taklamakan Desert. I'm thinking anywhere between 9 and 10 hours would be a good time, but you really never know until you get out there. It's pretty harsh conditions, and the weather can change pretty drastically.
Do you run into sandstorms?
There could be sandstorms. I personally, in the races I've done, I've seen a few but haven't gone through any. But definitely at other races, people have run into them.
And this is actually a dangerous desert. It's been referred to as the Sea of Death. You worried about that?
No, it can be dangerous, but the course is marked pretty well. There's checkpoints every 15K with a medical team and water. So as long as you stay on course, you tend to be all right. But you can't take it lightly. It's about 85% sand, and there's very few inhabitants in the Taklamakan Desert. There's a few villages, and we're going through one of the villages. But overall, it's pretty sparsely populated.
I know you haven't been on the course, but you know a lot about this terrain. As you run on and through this sand, what will be around you?
It's a pretty amazing feeling. This is my third time in the Xinjiang region doing an ultramarathon. The other two times I was a little bit further north in the Gobi Desert. But the scenery is amazing. You have rolling sand dunes. A lot of times you have snow-capped peaks in the background. There's river crossings. And because only a few amount of people do these, you get to be out there pretty much on your own. It's a pretty cool feeling.
And who is the man or woman to beat tomorrow?
There is a Chinese runner who has placed well in a few 100K races in Asia. And he's running pretty fast times lately. So hopefully I'll be able to compete with him.
How do you train for this?
The main thing is just to run a lot. There's no way around that. You basically just have to put in the Ks and the miles. And I live in Hong Kong, which is a great place for training. There's a lot of hills and there's a lot of trails. So I'm logging anywhere between 80 to 100 miles a week.
And Eric, how much food and water are you carrying?
So the minimum amount per day is 2,000 calories. And I'm carrying just about that, maybe a little bit over. And for water, you get 3 liters per 15K. So at each checkpoint, you'll get to fill up 3 liters again.
And how hot is it? Presumably, you need all that water because it's incredibly hot.
Yeah, midday heat can be pretty unbearable. It gets over 40 degrees Celsius up to like 110, 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Luckily, we're having a late afternoon start, so we'll miss some of the midday heat. Run through the night, basically. I'm hoping to finish maybe 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning.
Do you have lights? How does that work?
Yeah, usually you have to have a red flashing light. It's more for safety on your back. And then you have a headlamp, which you use a lot of times, though the moon can be very bright and you can run by that as well.
Eric, why do you do this?
That's a good question. A lot of people ask me that. I think mainly just for the personal challenge. That's one aspect. And the other thing is just to go somewhere unique that not many people get to go. For example, the Taklamakan Desert, there's basically no foreigners visit Hotan or the Taklamakan Desert because it's very difficult to get permits. And through the race organizer, Racing the Planet, we're able to go to this area and experience this part of the world and not only just see it, you know, passing by in a car, but you get to be part of it on foot and have it all around you for 100 kilometers.
Eric LaHaye is competing in an ultra marathon in the Taklamakan Desert in China. Today's answer to our GeoQuiz. Thank you, Eric, and good luck.
Oh, thank you very much.